Love Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project, the Block Talk Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. I'm glad everyone is here today. We got a new day, a new week starting. This is the first day of the week, and here we go again. I mean, it seems like it's coming around so quick. It seemed like it was just here last week. All praises be to the Most High Yah. I have enjoyed myself. It has truly, truly, truly been a blessing. You know, yesterday's class was so very good. It was so simple, but, you know, the simple thing is always the best thing, and it really made me start to thinking. I just want to say shalom, shalom to everyone. I want to make sure everyone can hear me. If somebody could push one, Brother Adonia, Brother Yerushalam, one of you guys could push one, I would appreciate it. All praises be to the Most High. Okay, we got your Brother Uriah. All right, here we go. I'm getting all of y'all on just because everybody pushed one. Shalom, Brother Adonia. How are you today?
I'm good, Sister Yaina. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. You know, every day above dirt is a good day, okay?
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Uriah.
About his book.
Well, he on here. Hold on. Shalom, Brother Uriah. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Rush, wonderful. Hold on. Let me get Brother Yerushalam. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yerushalam. Sister Rachel, how you guys doing today?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. We're doing pretty
wonderful.
Good today.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. All praises. Hold on. Adjust something. Yes.
I must tell you, I got to agree with the class was phenomenal yesterday. I had a light bulb moment yesterday during that class. I really, really enjoyed it. For a long time, I was trying to figure out the connection between Esau and the Gentiles, but it made so much sense yesterday. Now it all just came together. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that lesson. It was excellent.
You know, it was a puzzle piece, wasn't it? It was like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I was like, okay. Yeah, I did too.
Wow.
But you know what? I was thinking about that today, and it was like the Most High said, just keep it simple. Keep it simple. You know, because I've seen a lot of the teachings about Esau and Eliphaz and Zepho and all of that and how they became the kings of Rome. And I've seen all that. I've studied that for years. But just the simplicity of the message yesterday, the Most High, the light bulb just flashed for me too, like, oh, it made all the sense in the world. So I do agree.
Certainly did.
I do agree.
Thank you for that. Oh, I so appreciate it today. Finally, the connection finally was made for me.
Yeah, I had that moment as well. All praises be to the Most High. Y'all definitely had that moment. It was a blessing, you know, to be able to know that, to understand it. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, when you go into Jasher chapter 90, and Jasher is talking about how the children of Chittim took over the people of Esau and they became one nation, it makes all the sense in the world. It makes all the sense in the world. No? So I think it was wonderful, too. I'm excited to see where the Most High is going. You know, I really am. I'm excited to see it. Woo, all praises. Okay, so, you know, Brother Yerushalam, you have anything you'd like to add? Weren't you talking about the Hittites yesterday?
No, the Horites.
The Horites. Okay, we got to figure out the Horites.
Yeah, I got to look them up. There's some things I'm wondering about them. But I want to say, I want to jump in there and say, I really appreciate it. I got my brother Mikael here. And he, you know, we sit here and listen to class every week. That was a beautiful class, man. I learned some things, too, in that class. You know, how they came together. You know, how Esau got conquered.
Mm-hmm.
By them, and they became one and the same.
And people don't understand that, you know, when you look at the, oh, this is going to get good today. You know, when you look at that statue in Daniel chapter 2, you can't dismiss that chapter because Yah takes the world rulerships all the way down to the end. He takes it to the end. You know, he said, this is how it starts. It starts with Nebuchadnezzar, And then it's going all the way down to the Holy Roman Empire. And you know, when you understand that in Jasher chapter 90, it talks about how the children of Chittim conquered Esau, and Chittim is Rome, you understand that Esau mm-hmm. and Rome are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
They control the church that we deal with today. They control the financial systems that we deal with today. The political system, everything is being orchestrated by Rome. Now you understand in the New Testament, for those who believe, that when Yahushua came on the scene, Esau was in charge. Can you imagine? Woo! Woo! Rome was in charge at that time. Jerusalem was an occupied state. It was occupied by the Romans. We were just still allowed as Israelites to live in there. It was occupied by the Romans, and it was ran by the Edomites. Can you imagine? Makes sense. Starting to make sense. You'll be like, okay, now this is really starting to come together. This is really starting to make sense now. Say that again.
I said knowledge is still increasing. That's for sure.
It is, ain't it? And it, you know what? That's what I said. No matter how much you think you know, you really don't know until the Most High opens up your understanding, and you be like, oh my gosh, I don't understand why I didn't get that. Same people, same nation, in two different positions. It was. Incredible.
I think what I was struggling with, trying to make the connection, because I knew we're in the time of the Gentiles, and I knew that Esau was Jacob's brother, and I'm saying, well, what does he got to do with being on top today? You know, and I guess that book, mm-hmm. you know, that chapter in Jasher really brought it to fruition for me.
It brought
that,
it
that
together.
Connected it. And now I understand absolutely. What happened there.
The power. They have the power. The Gentile people, the Caucasian people are still in charge. And, you know, when we made that connection between Japheth and Noah being, you know, the Book of Enoch talks about Noah looking like an albino with woolly hair and a pinkish tone to his skin, you can understand now how the Gentile people, the Caucasian people, got their skin tone. But then they came together because, you know, Chittim is a part of Japheth. You go in Genesis chapter 10 and you look up the genealogy of Japheth. Chittim is right there. That's Japheth's seed. So he was Caucasian, and the children of Chittim or Chittim were the Roman people, and then they conquered Esau, and Esau is the Edomites, and they became one kingdom. Powerful stuff. This is getting real powerful. You like, whoa. It's getting real powerful.
Because Esau also came out different, too. He came out reddish and hairy.
Are you sure
he might have been a light-skinned person, so he was able to blend with the light-skinned individual.
Absolutely. And even though he cohabitated with African women, and those women that he dealt with were from the lineage of Ham, they were Hamites, they still, once they blended with Japheth's children, it changed everything. Changed everything. You've got to understand, this Bible is rich. I don't care what nobody says. This thing right here, when you, every time you think you know something, the Most High will show you something, and you like, oh my gosh, I completely looked over that. Absolutely. And that Rome is going to be in charge when all of this stuff comes to an end. I see you 405, I'm coming. And Rome is going to be in charge when all of this comes to an end. And you looking like, wow, this is incredible. Because now Rome holds the keys to the religion. But then when I thought about it today, I'm sorry, y'all, we going to get there, whatever y'all want to talk about, but I got to get this out. When I thought about it today, I was like, okay, so Esau is Rome. Rome is the fourth beast that's going to be in place at the end time. And this is who is going to fuel the religion that's going to come on the scene. And now Rome, Esau is not only Rome, but Esau also is playing the role like they're the Israelites. So now they're getting ready to create this scenario where they're going to bring a false Messiah on the scene. So not only are they imitating Israel, but they're going to imitate the false Messiah as well. Now you understand why y'all going to come back at that time. Not only are they going to do that, but the third temple is going to be built by them. It's incredible. It's an incredible story. I'm like, oh my, hold on, let me open up the mic. Erico 405, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to corroborate on the Horites. I heard someone mention about it. It's mentioned in Genesis 14 and 6, and then chapter 36 and 20, and then Deuteronomy 2 and 12. And they were the inhabitants of Mount Seir, where Esau had occupied.
So right. We knew that, but what we were trying to figure out was which one of the children did they come under? Did they come under the Hamites? Were they Gentiles or were they Shemites? That's what we were trying to figure out yesterday.
Well, you know, this is just some research that someone did that they, you know, kind of questioned about the Horites and where they came from. And I looked that up, and they said that they were considered as the Neanderthals.
Exactly. That's why we're going.
Fallen angels.
Oh, okay. So they were considered to be the children of the fallen angels.
Yes.
So then, okay, now, Brother Yerushalam, from the study that we did, if they're the children of the fallen angels, what color was their skin?
Their skin was white. Because the Neanderthal, when you said that about the Horites, what triggered me was I didn't see no genealogy. I couldn't find where they came up on any of those three sons of Noah. And the sister is right. They dwelled in Mount Seir. And we know that in Mount Seir, the top of Mount Seir, those entities, the fallen angel, was coming back and forth there.
This is so deep.
If that be the case, that they're descendants of the fallen angels, I was looking at a thing and saying today that a lot of Europeans, Asians, and stuff, they got a certain percentage in their blood of the Horites.
Possibility. Now we understand how the giant lineage is still in the earth too, because that would understand that would make you understand the six fingers and the six toes still showing up, the double rows of teeth still showing up, the Rh negative blood still showing up. It would make a lot of sense.
But the scientists have proven it, Sister Yaina. They have proven it. That blood is in Europeans, Asians, and a lot of those people like in India and stuff. It's all in their blood.
It's in black people too.
Because
I know some
in Africa.
Yeah, it's in black people too. Yeah, because I know some black people that have Rh negative blood.
Well, that's not the stuff that I've been reading. I got a question though. Understand? My question is, who did Cain marry when he went to the land of Nod?
Now I don't know that. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Maybe they
was the Horites. Maybe that was the angelic. I don't know, Brother Donnell. That's a good question.
Okay,
I don't know that answer.
It goes further than that. Now, here's the thing: when Adam had son Cain and Abel, he also had sons and daughters to boot. But the lineage didn't go through them. It went through
Seth.
You understand? Right. But the sons and daughters that Adam had, they spread abroad. So could it possibly be the peoples that he that he married when he was sent to the northern region or to the north. You understand? Could it possibly be that he married into his brothers and sisters that had spread abroad?
It's possible. I mean, we don't really know. We can't say yes or no definitively, but yeah, it's possible.
But let's go a step further. Now, the Neanderthals, you understand, those were, we could say that they were angels or whatever you want to say, you understand, but Yafet and his genealogy. Now, the Neanderthal was in the northern region, in the north. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they say that they cohabitated with the what they call those people. They cohabitated with Yafet,
mm-hmm.
and they created all of the European nations.
Why?
Now, so when we talk about how I forget, I've lost my train of thought, man. I am so sorry. You understand?
That's
but
all right.
I'll get back to it again at some point. You understand? Y'all go ahead and continue, but I have a question. I'm questioning that theory that y'all have, or the writings, so-called writings that was put out. You understand that you are citing those writings. You understand? I'm not sure that I can agree with some of that stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but hey. It you know, once that we come to that conclusion that, you know, that is where they are from, and that's what they do, you know, and that's who they are, it is what it is. I mean, not to say that they are not mixed in, that these people are not mixed in with that, because it's a possibility, because they mix with everybody. I know black people that have Rh negative blood. I know people that consider themselves to be Israelites that have Rh negative blood. I do.
Well, I'm not sure that I can agree with that, man, because there's writings out there that I've just affiliated with that says that it was not the Neanderthals did not have the African in that region or in Africa was not affiliated with the Neanderthal. It was only the European, those Asian nations. You understand? Those were the only
But guess
people
what?
That,
if they took us captive, if they took us captive and they did what they did to us, it's real easy to say that the Caucasian people that took us captive during this captivity, it's a lot of stuff that went on sexually with us as a people. I know a lot of Israelites today that have Rh negative blood. A lot of them.
All right. If you say so, but I doubt that very, very seriously. But go ahead. Continue.
You know,
sorry about
they
that.
Do. No problem. I'm just saying they do. They have that blood. And, you know, the Most High said that when he gets us together, he's going to cleanse our blood. Nobody's 100% pure. Nobody is. When we think about the fact that, you know, that we have been, the things that they have done to us during the slavery time, you know, and babies that were born from the slave master. You know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, you just don't know even what's in the bloodline of the women. Because we know the lineage goes through the father, and that's no question about that. But when you talk about a slave woman and the slave master having sex, and then she gives birth to a girl, and then the girl marries the one of the slaves later on down the line, and she was considered Creole. And then she marries a black guy, a black slave down the line, and they have children. Even though those children come through the lineage of the man, whatever's in her DNA, those children are going to have that too. It's no way around it. There's no way around that. That's why the Most High said he was going to have to cleanse our blood. It's no way. He's going to have to.
Well, see, here's the thing is that he talked. If you read that passage where he talks about they can't come into the congregation without there has to be three to four generations before they become three or four generations. They're talking about the Gentile. Now the Gentile that they talking about, they ain't talking about that hardcore Gentile. They talking about the sons of the Gentiles that cohabitated with our people.
Now
they ain't
I know
talking
you've
about
mentioned
those.
You've mentioned that scripture several times. I can't find it. Where is it?
What scripture? What am
that
I
said
mentioned?
That they have to wait three to four generations.
You got to find it in the scriptures. I don't know where that's at. I told you, man, from the get-go, I don't follow the scriptures like that. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to find it. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, when you understand that the children of Chittim took over Edom and they became one nation, now we can understand how Esau is in control and how Esau is running the show. He's running it through the Gentile. Real simple.
And I wanted to verify too.
I have said that a long time ago. I had said that Esau is working behind the scenes in all of those mm-hmm. European countries, all of them. You understand? They not taking charge. They influencing all of those other nations, those Gentile nations.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead, sis.
I wanted to land back on Sister Aina, what she said about the. You know, Rh negative. In our
mm-hmm.
assembly, we have a couple that are, and they have lost children because they cannot have a child together.
Two Rh negative people?
Yes.
Well, it's really what it is, sis, is the Rh negative and the positive person. And what happens is they have some sort of an injection that they have to take. The woman has to take an injection at the certain period of her trimester in her carrying the baby, because if not, the body will kill the fetus. It will.
Yes. And we know that, and she know that, but they were trying to avoid it because the injection have unborn fetus, and that's something we don't believe in, or she don't believe in. But she did have one child with another person because that other person was, you know, I guess the baby, the blood did attack that baby. But she remarried, and she married another person that had Rh negative. And so their babies are being aborted. And she chose to not to be, you know, take this injection that she could, you know, be able to have, you know, well, you know, because of what was in the injection, which, you know, we normally we don't believe in because it's, you know, it has unborn fetus and blood, human blood. And
you know what? I thought it was two negative people, two Rh negative people could give birth. So now you're saying they can't?
No, they can't.
Hmm.
They can't. Because they've gone through about two or three, you know, miscarriages because it attacks, you know, the blood. She'll get as far as maybe 8 to
mm-hmm.
10 weeks, and then it aborts.
Wow. Wow, I learned something. I just assumed that, you know, I've heard of situations, and I know people that I have worked with, and these are black women that are Rh negative, and the woman is and the husband isn't. And the woman had to take the shot, and once
mm-hmm.
she took that injection, she was able to give birth. But what she did tell me was that they've had three children. And if you try to have more, sometimes the shot doesn't even work.
Yeah, because they said that with her first child was okay, although she was Rh negative, and I don't know who the child's father was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, then when she remarried, she had this, you know, this this other, she got married again, and he happened to be Rh negative also.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been trying, but, you know, it keeps aborting. And, you know, again, you know, they don't believe in the injection because of it's unclean. Based off of the scriptures that we don't put anything unclean in the temple of Yah. So, and those injections have been, you know, blood in unborn fetus. So that was why that, you know, the, you know, they, you know, they refuse to. But at the same time, I guess they're going to keep trying. I don't know if they're going to succeed or not, but, you know, they said they're going to keep trying.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. That's different. That's real different. I didn't know that. I thought that, because I think that what they have is they have a gene pool, or they have like a registry for Rh negative people that they can date and be with each other. And I was under the impression that if you were positive, you couldn't mix with a Rh negative person unless, you know, the woman took the shot or whatever. But I didn't know that even the Rh negative people have issues having children. I didn't know that. I didn't learn something new. It's very interesting. The whole thing, this, you know, when you talk about the dynamic of the population on this earth, you really got to think outside the box, you know, because, and I noticed with a lot of Israelite teachers, they want to keep Yah in this little box. It's like I'm scared to deal with the outside of the box and what's going on outside the box. And when you talk about the demographics of this earth and what's on this earth that are looking like people, you really don't know what is in these people's genetics and DNA. And that is where you have to be able to understand. And that's why the Bible says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. You know, because you're dealing with people and beings that they look like us, and they have the outward exterior like we have, but when you talk about genetics and DNA, that's something totally different. You don't know what you're dealing with. You really don't. You really don't.
And I believe that's how the Most High was warning us not to mingle with them. Because,
yep.
You know, the Most High know who they are and what they are, and we just always see is the outward appearance.
Absolutely.
You know, And Hashatan has hidden himself within, and he
yeah.
has put his seed in different people that you think, yeah, they may be mankind, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're human.
Yeah, I say that all the time, and people look at me like I'm 14 karat crazy. I say that all of the time. It's been gone past he cute. It's far deeper than he built. It means way more than he got money. You, to the best of your ability, you need to go before Yah, and that's the person who can tell you the difference between yes and no. It's too serious now, you know, and it's always been serious. We just didn't know any better, you know, that you can't just choose, even if they Israel. You got to go before the Most High and get clarity as to what you're supposed to do. And like you said, not to mention marrying people of the other nations, that was not allowed. And like you said, maybe for that reason, he didn't want Israel to intermingle with any other people. He didn't want Israel to have interracial relationships with any other nations. He didn't want that. But again, because we are in this captivity, we didn't know no better. We only did what we knew to do. And some people have done it out of love, and some people have done it out of money, and some people have done it for whatever reasons they've done it. They father children, you know, and we don't knock it. We don't tell anybody that, you know, you should leave your wife because she called Kate. We don't do all that over here. That's one of them situations where you have to take that before the Most High, because we did a lot of things that we didn't know that were no better when we was doing it. We didn't know that. You know, but we have to teach our children, again, the law and what he says about that particular thing. He does not want his children to intermingle with the women or men of the other nations. He's very clear about that. He said, don't give your sons to their daughters and don't give our daughters to their sons. He's very clear about that. He separated Israel to be a holy people unto himself. He does not want us mixing. Because you just don't know. You know, and you just don't know. You know, so it is really, really some serious stuff when you go to really think about that, you know. So we're going to do some more research on the Horites, Brother Yerushalayim, and get into the details of that because, you know, that would, and like I said, we have intermingled, we've interracially married, we've been raped by the slave master. You know, we have done things willingly and unwillingly that has allowed us to mix in and have certain characteristics and features that come from these people. Because the giants was here after the flood. They was. And it was only 8 people on the earth after the flood, so it had to come in through one of those daughters or one of those wives of one of those sons. It was only 8 people. So that's what we're doing. I mean, you know, when you really think about that. So we're not telling anybody to put away their loved ones or their wives or their husbands. We don't do that over here. You know, we like I said, we have the Most High has to work that out. That's something that we have to go before him and we have to work out and you know, do. Because I was thinking about that today when I was out and I saw an interracial couple. And I was like, man, I wonder how, you know, that the Most High is going to deal with that. Because when you read the book of Nehemiah and you are in the book of Ezra, that is one thing that they were upset about when they came out of Babylon, that these men had took these women on. And, you know, not so much Gentile women, but women that were not from our lineage. And the Most High told them, leave the women and the children. And the men couldn't do it. They said, we can't do that. So they walked away from Israel, you know, never to be a part of our nation. But that's because they knew better. So, I mean, you know, it's just, we have to just wait and see. We really do. We have to wait and see. But, hold on, let me, brother, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 337. Yes, Brother Leonard.
Yeah, the Horite is the origin of the radio giant. And that
say that again. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear that part. Say it again.
The Horites are the origin of the radio giant. In the scripture.
Are they real? Okay.
Right. So, okay. But the thing about it is, RA negative blood is angelic blood, angelic DNA. So,
yeah.
You go to Deuteronomy chapter 2. You go to Deuteronomy chapter 2, you see what's going on. He's telling you all the people that's in Deuteronomy chapter 2, when they're coming out of Egypt and they're crossing into the wilderness, they come into all these different races of giants. That's the Neanderthal. You can't disconnect the Neanderthal from the mighty men in Genesis chapter 2.
That's true. That is very true. That's very
true.
That's
what people are doing. They're trying to separate the two. That is the Neanderthal. The
right.
That was born, the angelic beings that came from the wind. But it's a particular race. The redhead giants that was on Mount Seir. That's where Agag, Haman, and all them came from. Definitely.
Mm. And you know what? That's the same giant that they found in Kandahar that they put on YouTube.
Right.
If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, go to YouTube and click up the Kandahar giant with the military men we're talking about, that they lost a platoon of men, and they went in looking for these men at Kandahar. And when they got to this particular site where this cave was, all they seen was human bones. And then when they came out of it, I'm gonna pull it up and play it for you. When they started looking around, this gigantic giant came out of the cave. He had six fingers and six toes. He had red hair, and he was coming at them. They said he stuck one of the men in the stomach with a stick, a skew, and skewed him up and ate him right in front of him. For real.
Double row of teeth. He had double row of teeth.
He had a double row of teeth. Sure did. Yes, he did.
Well, that's what he saw intermingled with. That's what a lot of people not understanding what's going on with that. He intermingled with those people, and then from there is where you get, at one time, these red-haired giants, they was running the whole world because they finding them. They find them in numbers all over America. But they keeping it, you know, they coming in and hiding all that. But that's when Esau intermingled with them. But I had one more thing, if I could.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
The Gentiles. This is another thing where people they off track on. Jubilee, chapter 30, verse 7. And we got to look at the wording. If there is any man in Israel who wishes to give his daughter or his sister to any man who is of the offspring of the Gentiles, he shall die. So we're telling you right here, the Gentiles ain't connected to Noah. They got another origin. So I'm going to keep reading. They shall stone him. See that? He can't be his brother. So he says, they shall stone him, for he has committed shame in Israel. They shall burn the woman with fire because she has dishonored the name of the house of her father. I tell you right there, they're not tied to Noah.
But they have to be because they have to come. They have to come from Japheth. They came out of Japheth, so they have to be Brother Leonard. But we're gonna have that conversation some other time. We're gonna go into that some other time. But they have to be tied to Noah. They came. Now I will agree with you that they mixed. They mixed with the Neanderthal. I mean, really, because we did a study on Rh negative blood, and when we really went into that study, we came out with a clip from the doctors. You know, they had that doctor's radio show, the television show, and it said on that television show that they don't know where that blood came from. They know not where that blood came from. They can't. It has no origin on the earth. They don't know where it came from. So I will agree with you on that, but we'll have to take that up at another time. I don't want to really open that story up on here, but we'll definitely go in there. I'm trying to find, here we go. I want to find the giant of Kandahar because they even talked about how they put him on a plane and shipped him to the military base. And they put him on, you know, put him in how bad he smelled and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, this is serious. And people don't even know this. And that's why I get so mad I can't get mad at the people of the church. Because, you know, they in a state of shock or whatever, you know, but I don't know. It's just too much. I mean, you know, they so busy shouting. It's like you don't know what's going on. You have no idea what's going on. And guess what? Some of them are hiding in plain sight right around us, you know, and they shouting and preaching and all kind of stuff. And it's like, listen, you got to know what's going on around you. You got to know what's going on around you. You know, so it's something. Hold on, let me see if I can pull this.
Special Forces operating in Afghanistan, according to author Steve Quayle and reporter and researcher Ellie Marzulli. According to these anonymous Marines and an Air Force officer, a group of Special Forces were looking for a lost patrol in a remote region in Afghanistan. And while they were walking along a goat path, they came across a very unusual pattern of rocks, tons of bones, and also broken pieces of communication equipment that most likely belonged to the U.S. military. And while these soldiers were investigating this location, a man who was 12 feet tall and weighed 1,100 pounds came out from a cave and killed one of these soldiers with a very unique pike weapon. And the Marines, shocked beyond belief, opened fire, and they were able to kill this giant. Now these Marines could not believe what they had just witnessed, and they told their superiors about this giant, and sadly, their dead friend. So they were told by their commanding officer to hang tight, as a helicopter was now being dispatched to their location. Now it took some time and a lot of help as this giant was extremely heavy, but but it was eventually transported to a top-secret military base in Ohio. And after this encounter, these eyewitnesses, these Marines, were told that they had to rewrite the report because the United States government did not want this information to come out. So it would seem that this giant was responsible for killing the patrol that went missing, as these Marines did stumble upon some of their equipment in front of the giant's cave. Now, there are two things that I find very...
Okay, so that's basically the story, like I was telling you guys before, that this is the story that these military people told. Now, they didn't really show their faces back in the story. You know, they didn't say a whole lot. They weren't, you know, but they did go on the record and say that this is what they found, that he was 1,000 pounds, he had 6 fingers and 6 toes, he had red hair, and he was 12 feet tall. And they said he was big and fast. So, I mean, you know, this stuff is, I mean, people are seeing all kind of stuff now. They seeing all kind of stuff. I'm going to see if we can get another one up here, if I can get it to the point where I want to play it, because I want to make sure that I get this up. Anybody have any questions? Anybody want to join the conversation, please feel free to push 1. We'll get your mic open. But, I mean, this is stuff that happened years ago. This is like years ago. This is like 3, 4, 5 years ago this stuff went on the record. This isn't new. And a lot of people can't handle it. They're like, mm-mm, I ain't going to be able to do that. But it's real. It is sure enough real. It's as real can get. You know, and a lot of people on the earth have that DNA in them, and a lot of people on the earth have that lineage in them, and they just do. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's there. It is there. You know, but when you know these things, and it begins, the puzzle pieces come together, and it begins to make sense. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, like he said, if we're not supposed to give our children to the Gentile, we weren't supposed to marry outside of our tribe, period. Not even amongst the other tribes. Because if you all don't know, the 12 tribes of Israel originated from 12 brothers. These men made up these tribes. And these 12 brothers were the children of Jacob, whose name was changed by the Most High to Israel. So this was a family of brothers, 12 brothers. And the Most High was very clear about how he wanted us as a people to conduct ourselves, and we were never supposed to marry outside of our tribes. He said that way the wealth of the tribe would stay among the tribe, and there would be no squabble from tribe to tribe. We weren't supposed to do that. But being in captivity, not knowing who we are as a people, put us in a situation where we came into these nations under the governance of these religions that were operated by Rome, and we realized Rome and Esau are one, that there was a conspiracy that was put together to make sure we never came into the knowledge of who we are. So they gave us a god. And the way they taught us about this religion is that, oh, you can just love everybody because love is love. No, that's not how the Most High operates. So, you know, now that we're becoming into the knowledge, we have people that have married, and we don't come against that. We don't tell anybody to leave their significant other. That's not our place. Our place is to educate you as the Most High educates us. We learn together. And then once we get where we're going or however the Most High is going to work it out, he works it out. You know, so, but yeah. But as far as that blood is, they have no idea where that blood came from. They have no idea. They don't know. No, they just don't know where it came from. It's like, wow, you know, this is interesting. You know. Let me see if I can pull it up. But I had a really good clip that was on, you know how those Doctor to Doctor show comes on, and they were actually talking about it, and, you know, they were actually telling everybody on that show that, you know, that they don't know where it came from. They have no idea. I don't know what happened to, you know, but, I mean, hey, it is that. You know, but as we learn, we realize, you know, it's just not cut and dry. I mean, really, you don't know what's going on this earth and who's who. We just don't know. Anybody have any questions? Anybody want to push one, please feel free to do so. I was trying to find it. I'm still trying to find it. But if I can't, you definitely can research Rh negative blood. And they have all kind of stuff on there, and information about it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Because it was something that we didn't, if it didn't affect you, you really didn't know anything about it, you know. And I've, like I said, I've met, you have people in your family. I've met people that were both Caucasian and black that had that blood type. I work with a Caucasian girl. She said her mother and father both are negative. Her whole family is Rh negative. I'm like, wow. You know? But she married a guy that was positive, and every time she has children, she has to get that shot. And wherever they shoot it at, they shoot it near the sciatic nerve. And I'm like, man, that is not no joke. Oh, my goodness. You know, so maybe that's what they do. So, you know. But again, we have no choice over that. We can't choose who our parents are, or how they whatever, how it came about. We just have no choice over that. You know, but the Most High did say he was going to cleanse the blood. He said that. You know, but we just have to wait on the Most High and let him do what he said he's going to do. Because he's got to cleanse us of all kind of stuff. He really does. We've been eating food that's not designed for human consumption. I mean, because when you think about it, the Most High created the earth. He made everything on this earth, and this stuff was made for human consumption. When you have to genetically modify something, it's for somebody that's not human. Because why does man have to come behind him and modify anything? Whatever Yah does, he does it well. You don't have to come back and redo it again, in my opinion. You know, but that's what it is. So some Israelites had that blood, and the Most High said he's going to cleanse our blood when we get to where he is. So we don't treat anybody any different, because you don't know. I mean, you just wouldn't know.
Where is that written at, that he's going to cleanse the blood?
Hold on, let me find it. I'll get it for you.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Let me find it for you. Okay, Joel chapter 3, verse 21. Let me go to the book of Joel, and then we're going to pull it up, and we're going to read what it say. All right, let's go here. I want to read the fourth chapter. Let me go in here. And I'm going to go down and read it to you. Oh, let's start at, this talks about the last days. Let's start at 16. It says, the Most High also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Most High will be the hope of his people, the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Most High, your Elohim, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Yehuda shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth out of the house of the Most High, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Yehuda, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Yehuda shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem for generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Most High dwelleth in Zion.
Okay, I appreciate that.
No problem. He got to. It's too much in us. We got to get all this stuff out. Got to. That's Joel chapter 3. Somebody be like, well, that's the Old Testament. For you all that's new, the Old Testament has not been fulfilled. That is not true. It has not been fulfilled. So that's where we are today. Those are the things that we, hold on, let me get the mics open. Area code, hold on. Area code 330, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to say something. I like chocolate, right? So I buy candy bars. So the last candy bar I bought, everybody should read the back of it, because it was modified peanuts in there. So they're doing something to the peanuts, but the next time you pick up a candy bar in the store, just look on the back of it. And that's what it said. So I was kind of surprised about that. But that's what I wanted to tell you, and I'll just listen.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I went to Walmart. I went to Walmart to buy lotion, just to buy lotion. And me buying the Walmart lotion, you know, the Walmart lotion that smells like Jergens, I picked it up, and Malcolm was like, always read the back of the lotion. So I just happened to pick it up and read the back of the lotion, and it had sodium hydroxide in it. Now, for you ladies who know what that is, that's lye. That's the same stuff that they have in our so-called relaxers, sodium hydroxide. Now, I was like, well, why would they have to have sodium hydroxide in lotion? So
they got a lot
right.
of stuff that going on, sister. You understand? They got arsenic in a lot of food. A lot of stuff.
I bet. I bet.
Arsenic is a poison.
It is. So he is 100% correct. Read the back of the bottle. Read the back of the containers. I mean, you know, Brother Rasulam said it himself about the chickens. He said 90% of the chicken that we're eating are cloned chickens. Is that what you told us?
Yes, ma'am. Not just the chickens, but the lamb, the cows. That's all artificial inseminated. All that stuff is. A lot of it is so hard for me to even find anything that's pure.
Difficult. It is difficult. So, I mean, you know, when we start talking about these things, that's why, hear me, Erico 720, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. I watch a lot of those alien shows, and the people that said they were abducted by aliens, they're all negative blood types. None of them are positive blood types, which is pretty interesting. Yeah. And another thing I was thinking about is, you know, we know that what's going on now with the shot and everything, and it being gene therapy, then I'm wondering if they're trying to have humans acclimate to genetically modified foods and other things. I don't know what else is up with that, but when Joel 3 says he'll cleanse our blood, then that would mean a lot of things that we've taken in this realm that will need to be cleaned out.
Absolutely. And what if they are? Because whatever's in this shot is supposed to be altering your DNA. So what for what purpose? That's why I'm telling you, we need to begin to pray and ask God to deliver us from these places. Because now there is so much fear in the, oh, you better get the shot. Oh, I don't know. I was against it before, but now I'm just really thinking about, oh, so many other people are getting sick now because of the people who are not vaccinated. It's a campaign to get everybody vaccinated and to do whatever's necessary to the point where some people aren't even allowed to work anymore. And it's like, okay, what, and not only that, they're offering millions of dollars for individuals to get the shot. It's like, how do we go from it's killing everybody to we'll make you rich if you do it? So our thing is this, you know, my thing is this, the Most High designed the body to fight off diseases. And if your body is doing what it's supposed to do, you don't need man's help to do anything. Now they're trying to get the FDA to validate the shot. And, you know, so that everybody can say, oh, well, it's secured by the FDA. They said within 3 to 4 weeks, they're supposed to have approval from the FDA.
Well, what's the rush? It makes you wonder. I'm very suspect because it makes you wonder what is the agenda where they have to rush people into getting this in such a short span of time, especially when it normally takes at least 7 years for them to produce a vaccine. And here they came out of the blue. And people have to sign this waiver, and they're immune to any legal action. And I would think more people would have red flags go up and wonder, well, what is all this about before kind of signing on to just letting themselves be genetically modified.
I agree. I mean, I agree 100%. I completely concur and agree it should be your choice. And like you say, if you don't want to get tested, then, you know, you should have an option to do that because everybody that's not tested are not sick, period. Everybody that doesn't have the vaccine are not sick.
Right.
And it's like, no, you just can't turn around. And it just seems very Orwellian to me. Like everybody, you know, they're getting everybody ready for this mark of the beast. If you don't do it, you won't be able to buy or sell. And they're shutting everybody down with this same scenario. Well, if you don't do it, you won't work. And if you don't do it, you won't be able to, you can't sue anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just there's no way, they're not leaving the room out. You know, and they're trying to make it seem like those of us who don't have the shot, we're the reason why everybody else is getting sick. And people are getting sick that have already been vaccinated.
Absolutely.
They're getting sick again. Absolutely. It's like, we're not sick. You know, and it's just too suspect for me. And the thing about it is, you know, they're not keeping a record of side effects. You know, they're not, there's no study, like you said, 7 to 10 years where you can study the side effects to see if it's killing people. They're just, it's just too haphazardly done. It seems suspect to me, and I should have a right to, if they give a woman a right to abort a baby, and they say a woman has a right over her body, I should have a right to say whether or not you stick something foreign in me that I don't want in there.
That's never been done before, right, yeah. 'Cause
we should
brand
have
new.
The same rights.
That's right, exactly right. Everyone should have the same rights to what goes into their body and to protect their temple. Because it's like I said, if they're going to be immune from legal action and say, okay, if something goes wrong, we'll take that up responsibly through the legal course, that's one thing. But they don't want to do that. They just want all the risk to go on the people who take the shot, which is totally unfair.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And these people are losing their jobs, and I'm like, where is the Constitution? Where is the protection of the Constitution of the United States if they decide they don't want it? Who's protecting the people who say, I don't want you to put that in me? There's no protection. It's almost like they're getting people ready for this mark of the beast where it says you won't even be able to buy or sell unless you take it. They're not even giving you a choice. That's why I said it's time for us to pray for the Most High to deliver us from this place.
Right, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
How are you going to tell the woman, well, you have a right over your body. You don't have to have a baby if you don't want to. You can have an abortion and it's nobody's business. But then you turn around and tell us we don't have a right over the fact whether you stick something in us or not. Makes
right.
no sense.
Foreign nanoparticles that had never been done before. And yet they don't even disclose, well, all of the people that you practiced on, what was their outcomes? What were their age groups? Are you given the same amount of injection to all people, irregardless to age, sex, or race? Nobody's talking about those issues.
Absolutely.
That's
no. You got a valid
no.
point. You got a
yeah.
valid point. You understand?
Yeah. Now all over the
That's
news, a smear campaign,
time,
a fear
man,
campaign.
Yeah.
It's
I
a fear
all
campaign
time.
All over the news. Everybody's
okay.
fearing, oh, you guys better get the shot. It's dangerous. We're dying out here. It's like, no, we're not going for that. Nobody's going for that. And everybody's sitting around watching the news in a state of euphoria. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's sad. It's sad. It's like, nope. Mm-mm. No.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
He got to deliver us from this place for real, because this is just, you know, and the sister sent me something where this lady said they were doing videos of people having side effects and how many people done died as a result of the shot and how many people are having irreversible side effects. Like you said, nobody's keeping record of any of that. Nobody. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
take the
interview.
We don't. Guess what? Let me say this: we don't take the flu shot. We're Israelites. We're not putting anything in our body that's going to deter our temple. And if you can give power to a woman to be able to perform abortions on her body, we have a right to an exemption. And we're not putting anything in our bodies that we don't. We just can't. We can't do that. We don't do those.
Absolutely.
We don't do
I
that.
Agree. See, one thing that I know, see, when you have a cold, you take some cough syrup or whatever you take. That's because you got a cold. You ain't got nothing. Why would I take a shot? I don't get that. Why would
right.
I take a shot? Ain't nothing wrong with me. My immune
nothing
system
wrong
is,
with you.
You know, my immune system is doing fine with me. Now,
yep.
even if I took the shot, let's say I took the shot. You understand? What do I? What's working? Is it my immune system or the shot?
Right,
right.
But it's the thing where man is always trying to help Yah. Man is always trying to help Yah. He always feels like he has to do something to help Yah, and it doesn't. When Yah does it, it's done. Now, you know, it does not to say that we don't get sick. We do. But our body does what it's supposed to do. It's designed to fight off germs and diseases.
Absolutely.
It's designed for that.
I agree wholeheartedly. Ain't no way I'm going to do that, man. I'm not going to contribute to my own demise. I'm not going to do it. You understand? You know, I'm not sick. I'm not taking no medicine at all, period. But if I get sick, I want everything you got.
Right.
And it makes you wonder if they can inject a genetic code into you that have you mm-hmm. produce spike proteins, all your cells will produce spike proteins, what else could they be putting in that they're not telling you about? And
exactly.
what are the adverse effects of all that? And because research hasn't been done, they don't have to disclose anything. All they have to do
mm-mm.
is scare everybody. And every
mm-hmm.
other news show or every other few a half hour they're recording on this, I think that
mm-hmm.
they're just putting people in a state of fear. And
yeah.
and they're running to their arms, not even knowing what's going
mm-mm.
on. They're giving out their arms because they're scared.
Yeah.
And they want life to go back to normal.
Yeah.
I understand people are fearful, you understand? I understand because the United States, especially the United States, have been telling lies, you understand, since the inception of this place, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you a lie to make your head spin around, you understand? And but this place, this is, this, you know, this right here is just evidence that is faultiness in this program about these vaccines and all of that. The disease came out, and 5 or 3 months, I'd say no more than 5 months, they come up with a vaccine. Come on, man. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
How that work?
Right. And if they believe in the science, then allow yourself to be sued in case the science doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Yet, they
know
have legal
science
immunity.
Science is a guesstimation thing. You understand? They're guessing. Well, if we do this, this is going to work. You understand? You know, because science says so. You understand? Come on, man. Ooh-wee. And they've been lying all along. All of a sudden, they're going to tell the truth. I've never seen no people like this in my life.
And you can't sue nobody. You cannot sue anyone. People have gone to court to sue the companies for firing them, and the courts that are supposed to uphold the Constitution, uphold the rights of the people, are throwing them out of court. They're throwing the cases out of court.
Yep. Well, this ought to let us know that the Almighty is coming to get his people in a little while. In a little while. It won't be that much longer, you understand, from my perspective, you understand, because they can't do too much more to us. We're already getting beat down. They're already lying to us and telling us all kinds of nonsense, you understand, and got half our people taking this vaccine, you understand, that they never, I mean, they ain't got no evidence to it. It's not a cure. It don't cure nothing.
I don't think it was ever meant to be one myself. I don't think it was ever meant to be a cure. I think it's a test. I never thought it was meant to be a cure. I think it's a test, and God forbid. That's all I can say. Now, God forbid, all they have to do is scare people, and people go running. And it's like, you know, Yah has already designed our bodies to heal itself. All you got to do is build your immune system, and it will heal itself. And some of these people have underlying health conditions that they can't take this stuff, and this stuff is taking out the weak, it's taking out the elderly, it's taking out the people with health. It's almost like they're doing a cleansing, you know what I'm saying, of the earth, and it's like for everybody else that's left, it's altering the DNA to the point where ain't no telling what's going to happen. There's just no telling.
I said this, and I'm going to say it again. Anytime they got that guy, Bill Gates, involved in anything, boy, is suspect. Everything, because he went to Africa, you understand, during the time of the Ebola virus, you understand what I'm saying? And he's talking about shots then. You understand? This guy right here is a, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even a scientist or a doctor. You understand? He just got a lot of money.
Yes.
Everybody believes his word, but I'm telling you, man, Bill Gates is a slime ball, a snake in the grass.
Yeah. Didn't he say he wanted to go up and block out the sun?
Yeah. No, his wife said that, I think. I think his wife said that.
I mean, you know, when you start thinking about it, like I said, when you really start to understand where we are and who we are among, please deliver us from this place, y'all. We're just tired of the food. We tired of the mess. We tired of the systems. We tired of the immorality. We tired of it all, of the politics. We want you to deliver us from this place.
Get us out this mess, man, with the quickness.
We're tired of living among these people with all this foolishness going on, all these diseases and all this stuff. We're tired of living like this. This is just, it's not appealing anymore. It just has no substance to it anymore. You know, and it's like, okay, how are you villainizing the people who are trying to protect their bodies who don't want it in there? Because you don't even know what the science is on it yet because you haven't studied it long enough. I don't even take flu shots. I've never had the flu ever in my life.
Listen, I you are absolutely correct, Sister Yaina. I have, since they came out with all of this vaccines and flu shots and all of that, I have not taken not one of them. And to be honest with you, I haven't had one of them, you know, colds, you understand? I've had the sniffles and, you understand, I just, you know, and it never occurred to me to take no shot, period, you understand? You know, I try to use the old remedies as much as I possibly can, you understand? But for me to sit back and just take these shots, man, all willy-nilly, you understand? Oh, I'm going to take the shot. They say It'll keep you from getting the virus. You understand? Where's the proof at? Where's the proof at? Let me show me the proof.
And then the court system don't even protect you. The very court system that's supposed to be there for the people are not even protecting you. They throwing your stuff out of court like, well, ain't nothing we can do. You got to take it. If you don't take it, you don't work.
And yet you pay taxes, but you can't get any checks and balances on this thing. It's like, okay, I'm paying taxes just like the people who are taking it. So if you're not representing me, then what am I paying taxes for?
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, we praying every day for y'all to deliver us from out of here. Deliver us from, you can have it. You can have all the what you consider fun and all the, it's to the point now where they're taking your choice away from you, and everybody should have a choice.
And they said it's the land of the free, the land of the free, you have a right, constitutional rights, all of this stuff, and yet they're not defending their own constitutional rights. It's crazy.
No. It's a piece of paper. It's only as good as the people decide to honor it. It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper. And it's only as good as the people who decide to honor it. It's just a doggone piece of paper. But see, the dangerous part about it is everybody is saying, yeah, that's right, you should get the shot. And yeah, that's right. If you ain't vaccinated, you should be vaccinated because of the danger. They don't even realize, you better watch it because your choice is being stolen from you. And it might not be this. It might be something else that you may not want to do. And now you don't have a choice because now they know they can get away with it.
That's exactly right.
And you know, years and years and years ago, they used to vaccinate children for polio. I never had a vaccination. I've been here 78 years, and I ain't caught polio yet.
That's what I'm saying. What if it's something else? What if they decide, okay, well, since we got away with that, let's do the mark of the beast. Let's come up with the system where they can't buy or sell unless they chip the hand and then fix it where they can't get it. And guess what? You sit around like, well, I got to eat. I got to do. And it's like you better start paying attention to what this really means. Because they're bullying people into getting this shot by causing these people not to have an income. And that's just wrong. That is wrong in so many ways. The government.
And I've heard them say that if someone has a contract with the government, then the government insists that their employees be vaccinated. So even if a private company has a government contract in some way or another, they can still manipulate them into having all their employees vaccinated. It's just,
that's terrible.
You know, we went through this Black Lives Matter, and you have to wonder if Black Lives Matter, then what about unvaxxed lives? Do they matter?
Exactly. And this is not a black or a white thing. It is the right to your own body and what you do with it. Because I'll say again, if you can give a woman a right to abort a baby because she has a right to her body, we have a right to ours and what goes in it and what doesn't. Because we're not sick.
That's not even a question. They shouldn't even question that, whether a woman should have the right to abort her baby. That should not even be in question.
Well,
they
it is,
right
and it's a law. It is.
Yeah, but
and it's
saying,
a law.
There shouldn't even be no law because it's already, you know, a woman has the right to do what she wants to do with her body. Even, you know, them guys that's doing narcotics on a daily basis, they have a right to do narcotics. It might be illegal to buy it, you understand, but they have a right to do that.
Well, like I said, they have passed a law that a woman has a right to abort a baby if she wants to. She don't have
That's
to hide funny. And go in the back alley and go to the doctor down in the alley somewhere. They have clinics that they've set up for women to be able to go do that, and that they have passed a law to say that. But you mean to tell me that all of a sudden you're making this mandatory to the point where people are losing their jobs and we don't have a right to our own body?
That's Roe versus Wade. and that has either been I don't know whether that has been decided on or not. You understand? They still they bring that up all every president has that to fight with. You understand? Roe versus Wade, whether they agree or not. You understand? I'm not sure that the thing with me is that anybody born on this earth is responsible for his body, his or her body. He can make a decision on his or her body. They don't have no right to say you can.
It's like they're just taking your choices away.
They are. They bully.
Whether we're talking about aborted babies or having an unknown nanoparticles put in your body, a person should have the right to make a choice. Whether they want that or not. And
that is correct. I agree.
It's the most crazy, insane thing that people are not rising up and saying, I will uphold that person's right to choose whether they want to do it or not. And everybody's just giving themselves over to this. And like you said, Sister Yaina, next time it may be a choice that they want to make, and that will be taken from them. Everybody better take heed to what's going on with this.
That's right. And you being bullied. It's either you do it or you don't eat. Do it or you lose everything you have. We're going to take your job away from you if you don't do it. You're being bullied to do something to your body that you don't feel comfortable doing. And not to mention, you're not sick. I could see if they say, everybody that's not vaccinated is sick people, so they need... None of us are sick, but they're bullying people into taking it, and if you don't take it, you lose your job.
That's correct. I said that all along. I'm not sick. Why would I do that?
And there's no court in the United States that is fighting for the rights of the people. Not even the Supreme Court. They throwing the stuff out.
Yeah, it just makes me believe there's something sinister here, right? It's like, what happened that all of a sudden a person can't uphold their case in the Supreme Court and of course the local governments or state governments. It's like, what is going on where all of the constitutional rights have been thrown out the window? When it comes to justice matters, it just makes you wonder.
Ain't no justice no more for nobody. Like I said, it was just us. It ain't no justice for nobody because you got to see how many nurses. Let me see if I can pull that up. That was fired in Texas. Nurses. My daughter was like, I think I'm going to have to go for another profession. Because this thing is getting serious here. You know, I'm serious. They just firing people. You know, and now they saying that I just heard today that they're talking about the teachers that are around the country. It's not mandatory for teachers to get it, but now they're making it mandatory. And for the teachers, they talking about making it mandatory for teachers to get vaccinated. They said more than 150 employees resigned or are fired from Houston hospital system after refusing to get vaccinated. 150 people. This is some bullying stuff. And then you sit around talking about don't be a bully and you shouldn't bully. We're being bullied by the government.
Yep.
And they're not sick.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
It is. It said more than 150 healthcare workers who did not comply with the Houston-based hospital system vaccinated mandate has been fired or resigned more than a week after a federal judge upheld the policy. Houston Methodist, one of the first health systems to require coronavirus shots, terminated or accepted the resignation of 153 workers Tuesday, the spokesman said.
Wow. Wow, unbelievable.
Going to be a revolution.
It's just now. And I've heard that over 74 or 78% of the people who died in the initial phase of all this COVID stuff, they were overweight or morbidly obese. I mean, extremely overweight. And so why didn't they tell people that? And then, I mean, it's like they didn't want to share certain information because they wanted everybody to sign on to this, you got to get this shot. It's almost like they withheld information so that they can manipulate people into doing what they want them to do.
Yeah, it says U.S. District Judge Lynn N. Hughes in the Southern District of Texas rejected a claim by Mrs. Bridges, the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit, that the vaccines available for use in the United States were experimental and dangerous. The hospital employees are not participating in a human trial. Judge Hughes wrote, Methodist is trying to do their business of saving lives without giving them the COVID-19 virus. It is a choice made to keep staff, patients, and their families safer. They said, we're not going to be guinea pigs.
Exactly right.
It says the workers' lawsuit accused the hospital of forcing its employees to be human guinea pigs as a condition for continued employment. And that is exactly what it is. There's no study being done. People are dying every day and nobody knows why. Nobody knows who. Nobody knows how it's being affected because there's no trials done. We are the study. And nobody's keeping record.
No. And if they are, they're not telling us about it.
Mm-mm.
And they're not just... And, I mean, you think about the people that have died, like I think it was Hank Aaron and various people that have died, like within 3 days to 2 weeks
Absolutely.
Of getting this. And yet it's very coincidental that they died so soon after getting it. But when they review it, when the government reviews it, they say, oh, well, it's not related. Well, come on, just use your common sense. It's got to be related.
It says employees who refuse to get the COVID vaccine may not qualify for unemployment. What is that?
Crazy.
They cut them all the way off.
Gosh, it's crazy.
I'm telling you, boy.
Companies can fire employees who refuse to get COVID-19.
Unemployment is a task, too. You know what I'm saying? You can't go down there and just get unemployment because you got laid off or fired or whatever. You got to come up with a story, boy.
If that's not being bullied, what is?
You are being bullied. You will go back to the poorhouse. People are going to be living on the street. This is not the country that this used to be because this is totally unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional.
Okay. I agree.
That is incredible.
Now, what are they saying about the Nuremberg Code where the Jewish people were subjected to untested scientific trials by Nazis back in the 1940s. But they said America signed on to the Nuremberg Code that they would not allow people in any parts of the world to be treated this way without getting involved in it. But here we are right now, and the same thing seems to be happening.
Now, they did say in Florida, they said federal and Florida state law prohibits employers from firing employees based on race, color, religion, sex, gender identity, pregnancy, sexual orientation, national origin, age, disability, or genetic information. It says in this case, employees who can't get a vaccine for reasons related to a disability or religious belief can't be fired for not getting the vaccine. That's why we're telling you all, those that are Israelites, we have an exemption for you if you need that.
Okay.
Email us and let us know, and we will send it to you, and you can have it notarized and because we don't take vaccines. We don't put that stuff in our bodies. It says if you have a religious exemption, you can prove, or a medical disability, and the employer terminates you for not getting the vaccine, as a result of that, you have a pretty good discrimination case that you can take to the courts. And like I told my daughter, they know we're Israelites. Mm-mm. You know, and if you have a disability. So guess what? If obesity is a disability and you guys are overweight and that is the cause of it, go to your doctor and get something. If you have a disability, go get something from your doctor. It's crazy.
One of the times that one of the sickest times I've ever had was after taking a flu shot, and I can just say that nothing happened initially. It didn't happen until 2 or 3 or 4 months later, and I had the worst flu I've ever had in my life, and that's when I stopped taking flu shots. So you don't know the outcome of these things until you've had some time, or the thing has been in your body for a period of time, and so it's unbelievable that they're forcing this on everyone without having a long-term trials done.
It is. It really is. It really, really, and like I said, the smear campaign, all over YouTube, all over the television, all over everywhere, and they're villainizing the people who refuse to take the shot because we're supposed to be the reason why it's spreading. We're not sick.
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we can't be the reason why it's spreading because we're not sick.
Can't pass through something that ain't happening. I'm telling you. The virus can't come into your body unless you let it. Your immune system got to be down. You understand? That's the only way that you probably could get the virus itself.
So they're passing it back and forth between each other. And the people that are getting it from each other are the ones that's not wearing masks. They don't have good sanitation habits. And guess what? They're passing it back and forth between each other. But as far as the people who have never been sick, I haven't been sick since I've been home from work in 2020.
Wow.
2020, 2021. I haven't had a cold. I have my occasional allergies. But other than that, I haven't even been sick.
I don't understand.
So I'm supposed to go let you shoot something in me. I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I agree, man. I'm not taking no shot.
Are they giving the same amount to everyone? Nobody is talking about that. It's like, okay, are you giving this to blacks or as you are whites, or are you giving the same amount to certain age groups, or how are you dispersing it? Are they all coming from the same lot number? I mean, there's so many unknowns out there that people are not discussing or people are not considering. It's unbelievable. It really is.
We just really got to pray and ask Yah to deliver us because this is not going to get no better. I mean, it's just really not going to get no better from the food not having taste to creating hamburger in the lab. They got stuff that look like hamburger, smell like hamburger, and they have created it in the laboratory. Okay?
That's correct.
I am really serious. You know, the bananas don't taste like nothing. The fruit don't taste like anything. It's this planet has been hijacked and taken over by something else, and everything is being altered. And guess what? They're trying to alter the people to adjust to what they've altered the planet through, and I believe that's what that shot is all about. I really do.
Well, it's called really gene therapy. It's gene therapy. That's
I really do. Because why you got to put nanoparticles in us? What's the purpose of nanoparticles being in the shot? What's that all about?
Okay. I agree.
Now, if you choose to do it, you can do it. That's fine. All I'm saying is everybody should have a choice as to what goes in their body. And if I'm not sick, why should I go in and let you give me something to make me sick?
I agree wholeheartedly. That is my cry. I'm not sick. Why would I do that? The only time that I take cough syrup or look for something for is when I got a cold. And I'll be happy to do that. But I ain't sick. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Come on. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm
going
to let the Almighty come get me. If I got to go, I'm going to let the Almighty come get me. You know where I'm at.
And if you're not sick, that tells you that your immune system is working properly.
It's,
and
working.
It's working.
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
It's working.
It's definitely working. That don't mean that I'm going to go around everybody that's coughing and spitting up stuff and all of that. I'm not going to do that either.
Right, right. Absolutely. I just think it's a terrible thing. I mean, you know that when you watch how it's been done, and you watch how they've taken the media to use it to vilify the people who don't have the vaccine and to make you feel guilty because everybody else is getting sick again, and this is a new variant, and you better be careful because now people are getting sicker. And if you really cared about this country and the well-being of families, you need to get vaccinated. Well, guess what? I'm not sick.
Did you hear about what they say? They say that the people were not taking the vaccine. So all of a sudden they come out with this new variant. I'm telling you, they ain't waste no time in bringing it up.
No time. Y'all didn't.
They said that all, you know, that the and they made it up so that because they saying that the people that's not taking the vaccine, you understand, that we need them to take the vaccine so it'll what they call that, I forget what they call it. Anyway, they make it so that nobody will get the disease if everybody got vaccinated. I'm not doing that at all, sir. You understand?
No.
Keep it moving to the next guy.
And they're offering incentives.
Yeah, $1 million in Ohio. In Ohio, they gave away, $4 million? Four people got $1 million, and four kids got $1 million or money for education? Please.
Well,
and it wasn't in the Poe neighborhood. Anyway. Guess what, Brother Donnie? Our Ray Ray and Pookie Mims zip code wasn't even included in the drawing.
I'm sure.
Their zip code didn't even show up because nobody from the hood got a dime.
That is correct. I understand.
And them the ones that went running to get the vaccine, they zip code wasn't even in it.
Okay.
So the only thing they got. Yeah. So the only thing they got was being manipulated.
Yeah, and a shot. The shot. Yep. Yes, ma'am. Sure was.
Yes.
And the shot. And you better believe they went running.
We got a lot of problems amongst our people, you understand, but we do come up with a lot of sense a lot of times. Like, why would we take this shot? Just give me a reason why.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's just not fair. You think about, but see, what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up firing all these nurses, and they ain't going to have nobody to take care of them people.
There you go.
Because they ain't going to have enough nurses coming out of school to really do it. And it's
right.
going to end
they,
up biting
they didn't
them.
Have, they
I
didn't
agree.
Have enough before this whole thing started.
Sure didn't.
That
gonna
is
end
correct.
Up biting them. Yep.
Yeah.
Them nurses going to go find new career positions, and it's going to end up biting them because they're going to not come back. And they're going to be like, well, do you run the hospital on your own, and we'll see how that work out.
Okay.
Because you got to have humans to work on humans. They haven't perfected the robots yet. You got to have warm-blooded humans to work on humans. And you're going to end up biting them in a minute. Watch.
They have nurses working as like contractors now. Because they're not going to commit to any hospital have the jab. So they're going out. They're having traveling nurses because my granddaughter's a traveling nurse.
Yeah. My daughter, too, they're making $50 and $75 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just being free agents.
Yep.
Hello.
I got a doctor to come see me. My primary doctor comes to see me every 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
She asked me the first time that she came to see me, she asked me, are you taking a shot? I said, no. She didn't ask me no more questions.
No. That's right. Area code 928, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was saying that the reason why they want you to take the shot is because not only is there nano products in there, they want to track your every move, mm-hmm. but also, you know, they used to say there was a lot of black people, especially black women, going for jobs they was qualified for. I was one of them. I had a secretarial degree. I would go into the office, and this happened to me back in Rochester. I have a 2-year degree plus some certificates. Well, the white girl that had gotten the job, about 3 months after she got hired over me, they found, I guess, that there was inappropriate behaviors going on between her and the man who, the dean who had hired her. And that's mm-hmm. how, I guess, she had gotten the job over me. Well, now they want to beg you to come to work, please, please. And I was like, well, back when I wanted to go to work, y'all was giving all the black women a hard time. Now y'all want to mm-hmm. say there's a million jobs for one person. And mm-hmm. no, I don't want it. I got my own little side thing that I do to make, you know, ends meet, and I'm happy. I'm not mm-hmm. going to work for somebody, and y'all treated me like less than dirt, actually,
mm-hmm.
as a black woman, and talk bad about my hair, and my hair was real mm-hmm. nice and stuff, but it just wasn't good enough for them. And then mm-hmm. when you go into the office, sometimes I will have to walk. If I go to a government office and I see that they have hired somebody who was not qualified, I'll have to walk the person through the service that I would get from mm-hmm. them, and I'm paying them money, but I have to walk them through how to do their job.
That's right.
You know? And it makes me sick. I'm like, no, I'm not going back to work for you guys. You had a lot of time to hire us, and we were doing the best we could, and even more than that, we were bending over backwards, breaking our backs, trying to please you, and there was no pleasing you. And now you got junk in the office, and you want to say, you know, come and work for us. We'll pay. I don't care how much you're paying me. I'm working myself.
Sis, that's what's getting ready to happen. That's exactly what's getting ready to happen. It's going to backfire on them, and they're not going to have enough bodies to be able to run this hospital. They're not going to have enough nurses to run. Do you know how many nurses have quit the nursing homes because they said, I'm not getting the vaccine, I'm changing career fields? They done walked out of the nursing homes, and now they're begging these people to come in. They trying to find enough workers that'll get the shot to come in. And one thing about these kind of jobs is these people will work for a while, but after a while, you know, the turnaround rate is big. It's already bad as it is, and now you working with slim pickings. It's gonna end up backfiring on them. Watch what's gonna happen. They're gonna be begging the people that's not vaccinated to come back.
They didn't appreciate it. I'm not going
to be begging them.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, man. They're gonna work you to death if you do go back.
You ain't gonna have no room. Ain't gonna be nobody to do.
No money is gonna compensate for that.
No, I mean, you know, because like you said, that we don't even know the side effects yet of what can happen long term down the line. The study hasn't been done. You don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know.
You're
getting rid of all these people that's not sick now. These people aren't even sick. They're working. They're covering their mouths up. They're doing their hygiene, and they're working through helping you to run your system so your hospitals can stay open to help other people. And you're firing the people that are helping you because they don't want to get the vaccine. And then you got to find some replacements to come in and do the job.
That is correct.
That might not be too good.
Not a good idea.
Might not be too good. You should see you know what, you guys, you should see the now hiring things all over the country, all of these jobs and all these people didn't quit working. They was like, I ain't going in there to work, I'm not working. They can't find nobody to come work.
Hallelujah. Let me ask a question here. You know, are they still using the ventilator system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how many people that we know came off of those ventilators?
No, they ain't telling you that, Brother Donnie. You're not even allowed to go up in the hospital. That's why we're telling everybody, still wear your mask. I don't care what they say. Put that mask on and still wash your hands and make sure that you are wipe off every. Still do it like we was doing it when the first one came out and was over. And they telling everybody, oh, you can relax your mask now. Of course, people gonna get sick.
I'm not doing it. I wear every time I leave my apartment. I put my mask on. You understand? I got it on all the time. You understand? Until I come back into my apartment.
Some people have just loosened the loosened their regulations that they did when this thing was just taken off, and now they've been vaccinated and they're taking their mask off and they're doing everything the way they did before, and that's why I think they are probably the ones that are spreading this thing because they're getting that viral load. Just like anybody else, and they think just because they've had the shot that they're protected. And I'm saying the jury is still out on that. They don't know. All they're taking one man's answers, and his. I heard that his wife controls the National Health Organization. Fauci's wife controls one part, and he controls the other. And it's like there's no checks and balances. So anything he says is what everybody's believing. And I think people just need to stand back and do what's right, honor other people's choices until we find out all of what's going on. And that's going to take years. You don't know what's going to happen with the vaccine right out
that's
of
true.
The gate.
I agree.
Look at Florida.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
Look at Florida. They were all running and jumping into the beaches and the water, and everybody's telling them get out the water. And now they got a pandemic over there. And they said they can't save everybody. But I tell you what, when you the first time that you feel like you have COVID, you get you some warm water and drop a couple of drops of bleach in there, and you gargle, and you wait 10 minutes, and then you gargle with that medicine Listerine, you gargle with that, and then you wait one hour before you eat anything or drink anything. I don't say 43 people in my city, and I told them what to do. And even my brother had it. My daughter had it, her family. I saved them, and I told them. So listen carefully. You take some clean water, and you make it warm, almost to the temperature of tea. And then you put a few drops of, it's best to get a gallon. If you could get a gallon of water, put a tablespoon of bleach in there, and gargle a one cup, like an 8-ounce cup, and you gargle with that. You wait 10 minutes, you do the Listerine, two or three capfuls of Listerine, just gargle with it. And you don't eat anything for an hour. It'll break up the COVID. It might not get rid of all of it, but as time goes on, it will get rid of it. You have to do that depending on how hard your COVID is. You do that for 1 to 3 days. You will live through it.
Well, you know what? That might be good for a person that might work in some cases. But my case was a little bit more different. I could not breathe. I couldn't breathe. I mean, it was a difficult, difficult task. I couldn't breathe. You understand? So I laid up in this bed for 2-3 days, man, gasping. I hadn't eaten anything. You understand? Didn't even go to the bathroom. You understand? I laid up there and I just kept on trying to breathe. I was really afraid to go to sleep. I probably did go to sleep. You understand? And it was the Almighty that brought me back in, you understand?
My brother was rushed to ICU. And I hurried up and got it to him. And then he came out of ICU and lived. But I have another friend that grew up with us in the church. She passed away. She didn't want anything to do with, and I told her, I said, you take it, you're going to live. But she didn't want it, and she passed on. She was only like 40 or 50 years old, something like that. But I'm telling you, my brother was in ICU. He was very sick.
Yeah, well, they, you know, down in Florida, and they sick in Florida. you know, and everybody's not feeling well because nobody took to heart. When they tell you to take the mask off, keep the mask on.
I ain't taking my mask off,
truth.
Man, for years.
Don't take that mask off and wash your hands.
I got a couple of masks up here, man. I interchange.
Wash your doorknobs when you go in the house. When you open up doors to go out your building or your house, going down the rails of the steps, you know, keep some. I got a little bottle with some alcohol spray bottle I keep in my purse. It's so small. And I spray everything down and I wipe it down. Make sure you do. Still do the things necessary to survive, because you can't believe nothing.
Don't forget your mailbox too when you go and open your mailbox.
Yeah. Everything you have to touch, clean it down. Don't stop, because that's what people are doing. They relax, they stop. I went in Walmart, nobody had a mask on. I hurried up and put my mask on. Like, oh no, I'm new. Still do the distancing. Don't be up on anybody. Do the distancing. Do everything you need to do to protect yourself. Because most people that I know get it are getting it from their significant others. They're getting it from their husbands. They getting it from their wives. You know, and I have a sister that came down with it. Now, because she has O positive blood, it didn't attack her the way it attacked her husband. But she still can't smell and can't taste nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came over to pick something up in my house, and I'm like, oh, no, stay right there at the door. I'll hand it to you.
Okay.
She had an attitude. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't afford to be sick like that. I just cannot. No. Because they say
right.
You never recover 100%.
I'm sure.
So, Brother Donnie, what you had, it probably wasn't COVID, or if it was, the Most High healed you, because they say you never recover 100%.
Well, I'm not recovering 100%, man. I still can't. The food don't taste, you know, I ain't got no taste. You understand, you know. I got an appetite, but I don't have no taste. You understand, I put together something and the stuff, though. You mentioned something, my favorite fruit, bananas. No taste in the bananas. Bananas don't have no taste to me. You understand? I don't know what they doing. I wanted to buy some peaches. I like peaches. You understand? Don't have boy, I'm telling you, boy. You understand? Now, I don't know whether it was COVID or not, because this happened before the COVID pandemic came out. You understand? You know, about a month or so before that. You understand?
And yeah, that's probably what it was.
I know that they said that you get fevers, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You get a dry cough, you understand? And and your breathing is labored. Man, my breathing,
right.
I just couldn't breathe. I'm telling you, I didn't notice anything else, man. You know, you ain't going to notice nothing if you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're talking about this gain of function that Fauci was a part of, and the jury's still out on that. I mean, there's just all this investigation that needs to be done. That, you know, it's like they cooked this virus up. It's some kind of designer virus.
I know that they did that.
But yet everybody's just putting their arm out there like, okay, I'll take it out. It's
sure
like, don't you want to wait and see what's going to happen? And if you don't, it's like, if you don't, that's fine. If you want to do whatever you want to do, then do it. But just don't take my choice away.
Exactly. Don't steal my choice. And listen what the Bloomberg said. It says, you have a good case of a lawsuit. I believe that it's illegal to mandate a vaccine when it's under the emergency use authorization from the FDA, one friend wrote and said to another, this is BS and a lawsuit waiting to happen. It says, I am not aware of any court or agency at the state or federal level that has held that the emergency use authorization language prohibits an employer from enforcing a vaccine mandate, the attorney said, who specializes in the law. In fact, most non-union companies have a good idea of latitude to impose vaccination requirements because in almost all United States employment is presumed to be at will. So, I mean, you know, like I said, you can have an at-will company, And you can do that, but you got to be very careful because it may end up backfiring. It may end up backfiring on you. Because these nurses is making $50 and $75 an hour.
Wow.
An hour.
What they're doing that
coming out of these hospitals.
Okay, it's like free agents.
Yes.
Wow.
They coming out of these hospitals, they coming out of these nursing homes, and they saying, uh-uh. And it's a doggone dirty shame that you're getting rid of some good nurses, people that are experts in their field.
Mm-hmm.
It says, in fact, the Americans with Disability Act does allow for medical exemptions to a vaccine mandate, and Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act give workers the right to seek an exception based on religious belief. So the Americans with Disability Act and Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the one gives the disability exemption and the other gives the religious exemption. So like I said, you know, well, we as Israelites, we do not take it. We do not put it in our body. It is unclean. We follow the laws of the Most High Yah, you know, from a religious standpoint, however you want to call it, and that's how we do it. So we do have exemptions available if you would like to give them to your employee and that you're an Israelite. Now, you can't come up all of a sudden. I mean, I'm just saying that we do have that.
Okay. Hallelujah.
We do not believe in those.
Good. Good. Now, sister, I have a real issue with, and like I said, I'm not being too judgmental, but all of the Christians that were anti-abortion and we've got to save the innocent life and no, we can't have people having this choice of abortion, but yet they will take an injection that has aborted fetuses in it. It's like a bunch of hypocrites.
And they're doing it in their churches.
Yeah.
They don't realize that the shot has aborted fetuses in them. And they're doing it in their churches.
Unbelievable. It's just crazy. I mean, did they even look into seeing what's in this?
I don't know.
Is it just a double standard? They're against they're fighting for the unborn's life and saying a woman doesn't have a right to choose. And, I mean, that's their choice if they want to fight that. But yet they take an injection. They take an injection that has aborted fetuses in it, and nobody's saying a thing. Nobody's saying anything about, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
I don't even think they know what's in it. I don't even think they've done their homework to even say what's in it. I don't even believe they know what's in it, and they don't care to know. I'm believing.
Okay,
but guess what? Go ahead, Brother Jonia.
Isn't the aborted fetuses, they using that as stem cells?
They use it for a whole lot of stuff, syrup, sweeteners,
but,
stem cells.
But what I'm saying here is that they force you to, or they say that you cannot have an abortion, but they use the baby's parts for stem cell research.
And now they're
being injected. Come on, man. I'm telling you, boy. They got you coming and going, boy.
Yeah, what was you saying, sis?
Oh, I said, and now they're having it injected into their own bodies. It's crazy. And, you know, another thing, and this is kind of maybe silly, but all these people shopping at Whole Foods and all these stores that have natural foods because they're not GMO foods, and now and they're willing to become GMO themselves because this is genetic therapy. That's all this is genetic therapy.
It is. It really is. It really is. It really is.
They triple the prices in Whole Foods. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're giving you real food, you understand? They done triple the prices. You understand? On how much it really costs. You understand? So you up against it one way or another. They gonna get you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, you don't have a, nobody has a right to bully you or steal your choice. if we're not sick and we don't have the virus, we shouldn't have to be mandated to take the shot. And on top of that, we are praying every day for Yah to deliver us. We have learned our lesson. We will not serve another Elohim ever again. We will never disrespect you again the way we did and the way our forefathers did. We don't ever want to go through this ever again, to be removed from our land and from our Elohim and from under our laws that you gave to us. Please deliver us from these places. This is not where we want to be.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely correct.
We do not want to be here.
Cuomo was going to try to force people. The governor, was going to try to force people, and then them women started lighting him up and holding him gay high, and say, you know, for to say, if you want to take somebody's rights away from them, let me take your rights away from you. And he came up on the TV looking like he was half crazy.
Right, absolutely.
Looking like he was half crazy, talking about, I wasn't really going to try to force my way into the neighborhood. But he had said that last Sunday. He said,
I know.
In other words, let's go and take them and force them to get the shot.
Well, guess what, you guys?
We have together. It sounds like Nazi Germany. That's what this sounds like to me.
It does. It really does. It really does. And let me make an announcement. We've gone into overtime. If you get disconnected from this call, it's over with. You can't call back in. So I just wanted to let you know that we're getting ready to end the call, but I just wanted to give everybody another opportunity to say anything that they wanted to say, you know, because like I said, I don't like to feel bullied. I believe even the Most High gives you a choice. I believe everybody should have a choice, especially the people who are not sick and, like you said, good healthcare workers, excellent nurses in their field, been nurses for 20 and 30 years, it's going to end up backfiring on you. You're going to lose some good people. And one thing about when you have your own company, you're trying to run a company, good help is hard to find. And you're going to do something and lose the help that you have that you know really care about the people. So I would really rethink that. I really would rethink. I don't know if they're giving them incentives or some sort of tax write-offs or something for this, but it's going to end up backfiring on you. I'm telling you, you're getting rid of some good people that like doing their job and they're excellent at their jobs. This is going to end up backfiring on you. Anybody else have anything you want to say before we dismiss for the evening?
We're going to keep trusting the Most High because we know that our King is coming.
Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Trust in the Most High and don't lean on your own understandings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything you want to say? Say that again. All right. Anybody else have anything you want to add before we dismiss? I have some people that have emailed me for an exemption. Area code 856, your mic is open. Would you like to say something? Area code 856. I guess not. We can't hear you if you're talking. I don't know if your line is muted or what, but we can't hear you. Okay, I'll mute you back. Shalom, shalom, everyone. I mean, this has been a very good show, very enlightening. You know, when you talk about your rights and your ability to have rights and the ability to have a right over your body, you know, like I said, this is the time where we go before the Most High as a nation and plead with Him to deliver us from these places, you know, because this is just not, you know, this is something we don't want to do to our bodies. We don't want it in it. We don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, we don't put anything unclean. We don't eat pork. We don't have we just don't want that in our bodies at all whatsoever, and we should have a right to make that choice. And when we have the courts of this land refusing to honor the lawsuits and the things that's going up against this stuff, it's time for us to go together and pray as a nation to get us out of here. And we asking for the Most High to deliver us, because we're not a people that's sick. We're not passing anything to anyone. And we're not. So under Title VII, under Title VII, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, we are entitled to a religious exemption because we don't live like that and we don't put those things in our body. So everyone,
hallelujah,
don't forget to continue to pray, continue to go before the Most High and beg for deliverance from here that he may provide, because he's already working it out. We just want, you know, we just want him to know we are tired of it and we're ready to go. And we leave when he says we leave. So we are definitely got to petition him to make, you know, to let him know that we are sorry for the things that we have done and our forefathers have done. On that note.
That's right.
Don't forget Tuesday night, Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give information on the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. The men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 720-820-1215, and no access code is needed.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And we do have a women's call, and that number is 712-770-4066, 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154102#, 154102#, and that's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. This is for our women's call. Please join us, you know, that we may perfect us as a nation, go before our Elohim, and get prepared, because we're preparing for the second Exodus. And on that note, shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and good night to all.